This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend.
He'll be back on Friday, and ladies, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, that's me. Some good news, some bad news, and some strange news to start off this hour. Let's start with the bad, sad news. Two police officers in the Des Moines metro area were shot and killed in an apparent ambush-style attack early on Wednesday morning. This stuff is just breaking now. Police from Urbandale and Des Moines responded to a report of gunfire at the intersection of 70th Street and Aurora Avenue just after 1 a.m. Central Time. The first officers arriving on the scene found an Urbandale officer shot in a car. The officer's name, not yet been released, has died. And at about 1:26, a Des Moines police officer was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Merle Hay Road and Sheridan Drive. The officer's name also still not released. And this stuff is still, obviously, the information still coming, but it's been a while. I mean, it's been a few months since we've had these stories about police officers having these targets on their backs, ladies, and it seems that some sort of ambush situation going on now in Iowa. So more information on that to come, but that is what is breaking right now. Now, with that bad news comes some good news and a story that should make you feel a little bit better. And I think it's important for us to weigh all the bad news with the good news in the media today, right? So there's this 10-year-old boy who loves baseball. He loves the Boston Red Sox. His name is Thomas Hastings. He also has muscular dystrophy, which prevents him from playing his favorite sport, like in a little league scenario. But because he has an unbreakable spirit, he doesn't let that affect his love for the game. He absolutely loves it. So when the Make-A-Wish Foundation approached Thomas, he knew exactly what he wanted when they asked, and that was a ballpark in his backyard. What Thomas didn't know was that hundreds of people from his community came together to build him an exact replica of his favorite park on earth, Fenway Park. He also didn't know that hundreds of his neighbors and the Make-A-Wish team would build it in just 34 days. The final unveiling of Thomas's mini Fenway had all the significant pieces of the Fenway Park in Boston. It had the perfect shade of Fenway green grass. It had the Sitco sign, a pesky pole, and of course, a wheelchair accessible green monster for him to sit in. And he steps on the field now, even though he's got all of those challenges as a child, he still gets to be a kid, and he has this amazing, amazing ballpark now in his backyard. Pretty incredible
stuff.
That is
incredible. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, and it looks great. We should actually put a picture of this up on our Facebook page, /DJV Show on Facebook, by the way. I mean, really, it is a full-size, I mean, it looks like a Little League field. I mean, obviously, it's not Major League ballpark size, but this is pretty incredible, and hundreds of his neighbors were out there. So he had a great time actually being a part of this. And, you know, it's so important to remember these heartwarming stories because there are still so many of them, and people doing good things for other people. I think we have to pay attention to those.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Did you see him?
Yeah, he looks so happy. Oh. Yeah, I'll definitely post that on our Facebook page right now. That's great.
Now to the news of the strange. You guys remember MH370, that Malaysian airliner that went down, in 2014, I think. It's been a long time. Do you guys remember that story? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not a lot of evidence as to what happened. Well, little bits and pieces have been coming out that suggest no one was at the controls during this crash. There's been a fresh analysis of the final moments of Malaysian airliner flight Flight 370 that suggested no one was controlling the plane when it plunged into the ocean. This is according to a report released by investigators on Wednesday. Experts have been hunting for the aircraft, and they've been looking. I mean, this has been like a fading effort. I remember CNN spent like weeks covering this story and trying to hunt for the remains. Pieces of it have come together. But now, as these analysts are putting things together, this technical report released by Australian Transport Safety Bureau, which has led the search, seems to support the theory investigators have favored, which is that no one was at the controls of the Boeing 777 when it ran out of fuel and dove at a high speed into a remote patch of the Indian Ocean off of Western Australia back in 2014. Critics have been pushing this alternate theory that someone was still controlling the plane at the end of the flight. If that was the case, the aircraft could have glided much farther, tripling the size and possible area where it could have crashed. And so that's why these analysts are saying no one was probably at the controls. Now, Victoria, I know you were looking online at this about the patterns that this flight took.
It is absolutely crazy. It's just they have a bunch of different colors, and it looks like silly string just going in weird figure eight motions and circles, and they figured out that that's at least the patterns that they know the plane took before it, I guess, ran out of fuel and then just spiraled into the ocean. It's unbelievable, but it's terrible to think about. But if everyone wasn't already either gassed or had some sort of, you know, was knocked out or was unconscious on the plane, then this was just the most terrifying, most horrible scenario to die. I mean, this is terrible. I don't even want to think about it.
This was just such a big story. I mean, Kara, I know you were mentioning that we all remember this. I mean, this was such the mystery. CNN almost turned into the tracking news network for this flight. Yeah, I mean, they spent so much time investigating.
This was kind of the start, wasn't it, of CNN's obsession with,
yes,
you know, the different airline crashes? Because in the past few years, it feels like there's been more than I can remember in recent memory. And, I mean, I guess they've never really found out anything about this, whether it was terrorism or whether the person flying the plane intended to do it or whether, you know, some bizarre weather thing happened that caused the plane to crash. I don't know. I feel like there's been so little information found out about this crash.
Well, I think they were looking into the pilots, too, right?
Yeah.
What their mental state was, what their background was, the history. And, you know, I thought at the time, and I haven't really thought about this story in a while, but I thought that they had come up with something that was a little suspicious on the pilots. Or is that a different plane crash?
That was a different plane crash, but you're right. They were investigating the pilots here. I think these guys checked out. But, you know, you just never know. I mean, they're obviously, I think weather probably can be taken out of the equation now, because if no one was at the controls, you would think if it were a weather scenario, they would be trying to control their landing at least. This, to me, it just smacks of weird if either it was terror and somehow these pilots were locked up, or if there was something going on where maybe, you know, the air system, I mean, maybe they were all passed out. I mean, it's just hard to speculate, but more to come. These investigators continue to analyze the little bits that they were able to recover from this plane. Now, some good news for you if you're up extra early today. Mornings apparently beat afternoons. We'll tell you why next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 15 past the hour.
The easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend, because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off and an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family, already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour on air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls. Doug is out. He'll be back on Friday. And great news if you are up and trying to find a good reason for being up and at 'em, by the way, nice and bright and early. Do you make more mistakes in the afternoon, more of them than in the morning? Well, yep, probably, and you're not alone. According to a new study of chess players, that must have been riveting, players make quicker, messier decisions in the afternoon versus mornings. The study found that players change their decision-making policy throughout the day. Players decide faster and less accurately as the day progresses, reaching a plateau early in the afternoon. A number of studies have found it's better to have surgery first thing in the morning. I think we know that in our life. We've seen they like to do it nice and early. Pilots are better. They have better records during morning flights. Therapy patients absorb more and report faster results when sessions are held in the morning. So in other words, if you have big decisions to make, important things to do, you should probably cross them off the list in the morning. And congratulations to you for being up and at 'em and making those decisions bright and early. Around 2 o'clock, it's all over for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I just go to sleep at 2 p.m. And then I...
Just call it a day.
Yeah, just call it a day.
Well, what time are you up? Aren't you up at 2 a.m.?
Well, yeah, that's why I get up at 3. I do my full day. I go to bed at 2. And then I get up and, you know, that's my nap time. And then I get up and then I can make okay decisions again. Right?
Nice. Wow.
Is that how that works?
That's what I'm curious about. If you do take a nap, I wonder if your decision-making ability is improved after your nap. Because, I mean, it makes perfect sense. When you wake up, everything's sort of fresh. Your blood's pumping. You know, you've come off this 8-hour rest, or at least hopefully 8-hour rest, close to it. I wonder if the nap actually repairs your decision-making later in the day.
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. I always feel that if I take an afternoon nap, I'm very groggy when I wake up.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Actually,
I don't think you'd want me performing surgery if I just had a nap, a disco nap in the afternoon.
I love you. No offense. I don't want you performing surgery. Get me a doctor, please. I always feel better around, I think my peak is around, and I get up early. I get up at 2:55 usually. So by like 7 a.m., that's sort of when I'm like in my groove. Oh my gosh, you wouldn't want me making a decision at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, by 3, I'm totally like tapped out. Like my reserves are gone. It's almost like you start to feel when you get so exhausted, and this is no joke. I mean, it's horrible. I was driving home last night and I went, oh my gosh, if an officer pulled me over, he would totally think I'm drunk right now. I was stone cold sober, but you get so tired and just out of it that you just, everything slows down. It's not good. All right.
Drive home earlier. That's the lesson, Jen. Go home
Thank
earlier.
You. Could you just talk to people in my life and tell them, like, I got to get out of here. I got to go home. All right. So good news. Make those decisions early in the day. At 21 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise.
24 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls, and Doug out. He'll be back on Friday. Sounds of Tony Bennett. And we're playing a little Tony Bennett, ladies, because Macy's has come out with their Thanksgiving Parade music lineup. Now, Victoria, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, this is a really big deal for New York. It's sort of, we have in California, we have the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day and the Rose Parade, and that's sort of our, like, defining parade in California. And Macy's, really, the Thanksgiving Day Parade is the same for New York. I mean, this is the biggest parade of the year, I'd imagine, for New Yorkers, right?
I definitely think they pull in the biggest numbers, yes. I mean, St. Patrick's is also a big one here, but, yeah, the Thanksgiving Parade is, it's such a long-held tradition. And all of New York City pretty much gets shut down. I made the mistake of driving. Well, this year it's going to be the same thing. I'll do the show with everybody, and then we're going to be driving to my family's house. I got stuck going through the Lincoln Tunnel behind a giant turkey float. I was looking at a turkey's butt for like 2 hours trying to get through the Lincoln Tunnel. But yeah, it's a big one.
It's not good. Do you ever go? I mean, have you ever been to this as a resident New Yorker?
I have. What sort of real New Yorkers do, the night before the parade, right down the street from me where the Museum of Natural History is in the Upper West Side, that's where they inflate all of the floats and the balloons the night before, and that's the coolest thing to see. That's really where all the families come out and everybody passes out a hot apple cider and walks around and sees the floats, and that's a very, very cool thing.
Fun, all right. Well, this year's lineup, you're hearing some of the featured artists. We heard Tony Bennett will be a part of it. Sarah McLachlan, who I love, the queen of bath music, I swear. She has the best voice. Just relaxing, a little bit of downtime, take a nice hot bath. De La Soul, all also will be performing. That's a name from the past.
Yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini, who I think you're hearing now. This is Kelsey, right? Kara? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got
Aloe. Up-and-coming country star, right?
Definitely,
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You've got Aloe Black, Christopher Jackson from the Broadway play Hamilton. Huge hit for New York City, of course, and Broadway. Regina Spektor will be involved with this year's Thanksgiving Parade music lineup.
This is interesting. Do they normally have a lot of recent artists, or do they, because these are kind of artists all over the place. I mean, Kelsey Ballerini is super, super modern, but Sarah McLachlan is kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
And so is, you know, Regina Spektor.
You know, this is a very eclectic mix. I mean, I would never think of Regina Spektor and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but yeah, it's very cool that they're doing it. A couple years ago, I was at my family's house. I turned the TV on, and there was Rick Astley on a float.
Yeah.
So after the whole Rick Roll thing, it brought him back.
It's kind of a cool mix. You've got country, you have soul, you have crooners, you even have, I mean, you have all types of music being represented. Brett Eldridge, Fitz and the Tantrums, Maddie and Tay, Daya, Jacob Whitesides, and Diamante Electrico will all be performing throughout the parade. Other non-music guests include a gold medalist from the Olympics, Lori Hernandez, Clarissa Shields, Michelle Carter, the cast of The Muppets, I love them, former NHL players Adam Graves and Eric Lindros, and U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Mikey Brannigan and Gianfranco Lanata. The Thanksgiving Day Parade special will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on NBC's Today Show on Thanksgiving Day. I like the lineup. It's a good mix of sports figures, heroes, and some great musical acts. So maybe this will be the year I check it out. See the turkey butt live and in person, Victoria.
And there's always a weird, like, Bart Simpson thing in there, too.
Always. And Snoopy. I feel like Snoopy is always
Snoopy,
in there, too. Yeah.
Yep.
28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now that's a game plan.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossig, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls. Doug is out. He'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, ladies, it is time for some sports news. I wish I had something. You know, let's start with the good sports news. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They are forcing a Game 7 tonight. Everything will be decided. It's been a great series. Cubs versus the Cleveland Indians tonight. That's the good sports news.
Yes.
Had to start with something happy. There's a Mets closer. It's Jerry's. Is it Jerry's Familia?
Yes.
Is that how we say his first name?
It's like Jarius. Jarius. There's a weird thing there, yes.
He's in a little bit of trouble, a lot of trouble, and he deserves it. He's the closer for the Mets, Jarius Familia. He was arrested on domestic violence charges after recently starring in an ad against domestic violence. Familia, 27 years old, identified in the complaint as Jarius Mojica, was charged with simple assault, a disorderly person's offense. The incident took place, and this is, of course, the alleged incident, took place in Fort Lee on Monday, according to the complaint, when police officers responded to an apartment at 2:22 a.m., and as my grandmother said, and she's always told me, nothing good happens after midnight, sweetheart. Police respond to an apartment at 2:22 a.m. Monday morning after being called about a dispute. Police said in the complaint that Familia caused bodily injury to another and that they observed a scratch to the chest and a bruise to the right cheek of the victim, whose name has been redacted in court papers. The Mets released a statement saying the matter was brought to our attention and we are monitoring the situation. Major League Baseball issued a similar statement about an hour later saying that they're aware and investigating the facts. So the question is, what happens to Jarius Familia? Does the league protect him? Do they let him go? I guess it's up for speculation now. We'll have to wait and see. But what are your initial thoughts, Victoria?
You know, I don't know that I've ever paid attention to a domestic violence incident in MLB. How does MLB handle this versus the NHL, the NFL, which we know most of the time they ignore it until it becomes a really big problem. But does MLB have a stricter code against things like this?
It's a good question. I don't remember a lot about any of these other claims happening in baseball.
Yeah.
I know football, look, NFL has taken a lot of hits. I mean, they sort of came up with this idea. Roger Goodell came up with this idea of brand first. And so he would do a lot of things to protect what he thought was the most important thing, and that was his brand. And he took hits for not seeming like he was really tough on domestic violence or, you know, whatever other trouble these football players have gotten into, and there have been a lot of stories over the last several years. The NHL, I can actually speak to this from experience. The NHL, there's Slava Voynov, who is an L.A. King. I had to remember his name, Slava Voynov. He was a great defenseman for the Los Angeles Kings, and he actually got into a domestic dispute with his wife. And, you know, who knows what exactly happened, but there was something about a TV being thrown around and the target being this woman's head.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Yeah, so the police were called. He was arrested. She then she retracted her statement saying that she just bumped into the television and that he actually didn't toss it and hurl it at her head. And even and basically saying it was a language barrier because they were both, obviously English is their second language. So she said that, oh, no, this was all an accident. We really, you know, we were not having this dispute. She tried to save him, which you see a lot of women do when their husbands get in trouble for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He ended up having to do some jail time, I believe, in court cases, and the NHL suspended him. I mean, I know at least for a year. I'm thinking it was even a longer suspension than that. And the Kings let him go. So then the question is, does the team even take him back? So the NHL seemed to have a pretty strong stance on that.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how Major League Baseball handles this, because you don't hear too many of these stories from the baseball world.
And you almost never hear it from the hockey world. You just don't, you know, I guess most of them are just nice Canadian farm boys, but you just don't hear these types of stories of athletes misbehaving like this. And I mean, this is even, you know, way beyond that. But it's the NFL. I don't know what it is about the NFL. If it's just the type of personalities that are in the NFL that you hear these stories like all the time, it seems like now.
Yeah, it seems like it's something that definitely plagues that league. And I think a lot of it has to do with their contracts and their policies. I mean, you don't even hear as many stories about this in the NBA. I mean, it kind of depends on the, it's trickle down. Everybody hates to hear that term, but it really does trickle down from the top. And if you know that someone's more concerned about the brand, about the NFL brand or the Major League Baseball brand, they're going to do what they can to protect it, then you know that you have free rein. I mean, most people making millions of dollars don't want to stop making millions of dollars, and it motivates them to behave in a proper way.
Yep.
But if there's excuses being made, then, you know, maybe they don't pay attention to the rules so much. All right, speaking of football, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Josh Huff was arrested early on Tuesday morning. He was in possession of marijuana and a gun. Never a good combination, by the way, when he was arrested for allegedly speeding. He was stopped on the Walt Whitman Bridge, which connects Philadelphia with Camden County, New Jersey. Again, the Eagles spokesperson said, "We are aware of the incident today involving Josh Huff. At this point, we are gathering more information." So pretty standard responses in both of these scenarios where the teams say, "Yep, we know about it and we're investigating."
Hmm. Well, I mean, if anything, if he's in possession of marijuana, I mean, the gun charges, I don't know how the NFL deals with that. But the marijuana thing, the NFL has been, I know some people have been lobbying to get the NFL to take marijuana possession and take the drug testing off the list of things that athletes can't do. I think some athletes in the NFL in California have medical marijuana cards, so I know that that's been a debate that's come up. But obviously he should get some sort of suspension alone just for having possession of marijuana, and then the gun stuff, I mean, who knows what that's about. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy. Again, these players, it's like, I don't know what happens. They just make all this, they have this windfall of money, and then they just start acting crazy.
Yeah, they think they're not going to get in trouble.
I think they just get so far away from reality and lose all of their grounding, and they just don't, you know, because people treat them like such stars and they have so much money, I think they just lose all concepts of, you know, what it's like to actually, I guess,
to be a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And when you make a lot of money, not only do you get a little arrogant, but you also make money for other people, right? You have managers, you have teams, you have people who are making money off of you. And with that comes a sense of safety, because those people don't want to lose their cash cow, right? They want to be able to protect you. And so you probably get this false sense of security where, oh, it doesn't matter if I get into a little trouble. Somebody will take care of me. Someone will pull me out, bail me out. And that's a dangerous spot when you kind of think you're above it all.
The thing is most of the time it's not even a false sense of security. I mean, we've seen in all of these cases where nothing actually happens to these people. So it's a real sense of security, you know, nothing's going to happen to them. And I think that's what needs to change is, you know, people need to actually be punished for what they're doing. So they get to the point where they realize, okay, I can't do this because something's actually going to happen to me.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, TV news up ahead. The Weather Channel has an election night plan. Is it involving a 7-day forecast? I don't know. Maybe it'll involve a 4-year forecast. We'll tell you next. And also, what's on TV? Gosh, big game tonight and lots of TV for you to watch. It is 42 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
There was 57 channels and another knot. 57 channels and another knot.
46 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie is out. He'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, Victoria, lots of news on TV, lots of big games. We've got big games tonight. We've got all kinds of good stuff on TV. But first, the Weather Channel is getting involved in election night. What's going on here?
Doesn't that just sound hilarious?
It does. It sounds, especially for most people who think that this election is going to bring the apocalypse.
I know.
Maybe that's why the Weather Channel's involved.
Well, the Weather Channel has decided for the first time in the history of the Weather Channel that they are going to do something totally different. They're going to break from their regular programming just for election night. They say if you're frazzled, fried, and dreading the election night coverage, that they have the balm to soothe your nerves. They want people to tune in, and all they're going to be doing is from 3 p.m. on, they're going to be showing marathons of weather programming. So it's going to be like clouds and rainbows and foliage. And they're literally putting it to the soundtrack of smooth jazz. I mean, it's just going to be like a screensaver with smooth jazz. And if anything does happen, if there's major weather breaking, they said they will cut into that and they will tell you, you know, major breaking news.
They're going to break up the Rainbow Channel for breaking weather news?
I know. Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's their answer. So if you really can't stand having all the political pundits yelling at each other, then you can just leave it on screensaver mode, basically, on the Weather Channel.
Wow. You know what? This is what it comes down to. We have to have unicorns and rainbows on the Weather Channel just to make it through election 2016.
I know.
Well, you know, props for them. Hey, at least they're getting in the news. I mean, everybody's talking about the election. At least they're getting their name thrown into the mix. It's pretty funny stuff.
All right,
what's on TV tonight? What's the big stuff?
Well, okay, Game 7. This is huge. This is what everyone's going to be talking about. This is what everyone's going to be watching tonight. We'll see who's... I mean, the Cubs miraculously have tied this series up. I don't know how they've done it, but they did. So tonight, that's the big night. It's also the biggest night of country music, so you may want to be flipping around. At 8 p.m. on ABC, it's the 50th annual CMA Awards. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, the two hosts who have, I think they've done it for the last, how many years now?
A long time. Probably
a long time.
5-6 years, yeah.
They are so great together as hosts, so lots of outfit changes for Carrie Underwood, I'm sure. Amazing performances. Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, Trisha Yearwood, and Keith Urban. I mean, it's just, if you're a country music fan, which, Jen, you're sort of turning me into one, tonight is the night. You don't want to miss it. Some of these performances are just absolutely going to be legendary.
And they do some collaborations during this broadcast,
yes,
too, which are really fun to watch.
Yeah, some crossovers, some duets, and things like that. So it's going to be a big night for country, huge night for baseball. Now, if you're not into either of that, there's a brand new episode of Arrow on the CW. Blind Spot is also new on NBC tonight, and a brand new Lethal Weapon, which on Fox at 8, which people seem to be loving that show as well.
That's pretty good stuff. All right, great news. So we've got baseball, we have country music, and we have lots of drama on TV. Check it all out, and you can follow us on Facebook as well. Let us know what you're watching tonight. Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 50 past the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Those sounds can only mean one thing. The great Warren XTI joins us here on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls. Dougie is out, but we are so glad to have Warren in. Warren XTI, welcome. You are a pet guru here on the DJV show, and you can always check out Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Warren, I thought it would be fun today to ask you what the most frequently asked questions you get as a radio host, as a pet expert. What are some of the most common questions that you get from cat and dog owners who are just baffled by their animal's behavior?
Well, first of all, I got a real unusual one this week. I got a young couple that was just married. They were on their honeymoon, and they just came home from their honeymoon, and their dog would not let them be intimate with each other. That was the question that came to my radio show on
Saturday. That's a problem.
Call me a genius, but I said, you know what? That's why God created doors. But
that's right. Come on.
Well, give the dog a copy of Play Dog magazine and send it away. Whatever you got to do.
Outside.
But some of the questions I get asked, for example, one of the most embarrassing things is that people have dogs and their friends come over or relatives come over, and the dog immediately sniffs them in that inappropriate area.
Yes.
And people people think that the dog is being rude. But if you think about it, when you have two dogs meeting each other, excuse me, the first thing they do is smell the backside of each other. And the reason for that is there's a lot of information there: sex information, food information, hormonal information. It's kind of like Google for dogs. Okay, all the information they need is right there. So when a person comes into the house, they sniff that same area because actually what they're doing is gathering a lot of information at the same time. So it's not something the dog is doing badly. He's doing it because he wants to get information. So if you don't like the dog to sniff your crotch, walk in backwards. That's all I got to say. In terms of tail chasing, now tail chasing is interesting. I get a lot of people.
Yeah, you probably get asked about this all the time, right?
I did this every time. It's amazing what I get asked. So sometimes it even embarrasses me after 30 years, which kind of is a shock. But puppies chase their tails the same way little babies grab their toes. They're exploring their bodies. It's not an unusual problem for puppies. However, if you have a dog that's doing it excessively, then you may need to check out someone like myself. There might be some type of compulsive disorder that's there. Now, I know Doug said, hey, God.
Can I do want to get to some cat questions because I'm a cat owner. But my dad has a dog. He rescued an adult dog who had a really tough life leading up to when my dad took this doggie in. And she's a sweetheart. But every time he leaves the house, she has a dog bed. Well, she has many dog beds because she's so spoiled. But her main dog bed that he keeps in the kitchen, she actually takes with her teeth and she moves it out into the middle of the floor every time he leaves the house. What could be behind that behavior?
What they do is when a dog is when they're being left alone, especially a dog that might have had a really tough life and all of a sudden they've gone from a hellish scenario into a heavenly scenario, my dog does the same thing. What they do is they'll take the area they're most comfortable in, one of their beds, and they'll put it into an area where they're exposed to seeing people coming and going or feeling people and going. It's a more comfortable area for them. That's exactly why they do it. It gives them a better security thing in terms of what's going around the house.
Interesting. All right, so now for cats, because I'm a cat owner, and there are a lot of things. I mean, my cat really could use a couple of visits with you on the Warren couch, because she's a nut. What are some
right
of the common...
You are
always.
Not a cat owner, okay? You are not a cat owner. You
That's
are
right,
owned
she
by a cat,
me.
Okay? There you go.
You
know, dogs have owners, cats have servants. Let's put everything
right.
in perspective, okay? So in other words, a lot of times people say, why is my cat always rubbing her face? Is it a sign of affection? Cats actually, listen to this, because it's interesting. Cats have glands on their cheeks and the corners of their mouths, and when they rub up against your leg or other body part, what they're doing is they're leaving their scent on you. So it's kind of like the cat claim you. So I think people are coming, you know, the cat's coming over, he's rubbing his head on me because he wants to be my best friend. But in reality, what he's doing is he's putting his scent on you, kind of claiming you as his. That's one of the reasons that they do it. And one of the other things that cats and dogs, a lot of people ask me about dreaming. You know, they'll see their dog or cat moving their legs.
Yeah.
Cats and dogs actually do dream. And I remember years ago, I was studying at the University of Frankfurt, and what we found out is that the dogs will go into dreams and they'll actually have nightmares. They may not remember exactly what happened, but if they're kind of in an area that's a little different, they're dreaming about negative things that have taken place. Or they could be dreaming about positive things. That's the running, you know, chasing the squirrel out in the backyard. So it's really important to kind of look at them and try to understand what they're doing. And eating grass. It's very common for dogs to eat grass because dogs are omnivores, which means they eat grass and meat and vegetables. Cats, not so much. But if you have a dog that's eating grass, it's pretty normal as long as it's not a whole lot of it. If it's a whole lot of it, check with the vet. It might be a stomach problem, but a little grass now and then they may eat actually to make themselves regurgitate.
That'd be interesting. So what about my cat? It seems to get kind of anxious. Like she, I don't know, she hears noises or something. Is there something that you can do to relax the cat? Maybe like some kind of massage or something? Is there a good spot for
relaxation? Massage is great. Massaging a cat is really good. But one of the things is cats have a very sensitive hearing. So what I would recommend doing is when you leave the house, leave something on a volume. Maybe a radio station. Leave something on a volume where they can be constant throughout the whole day.
Awesome. Warren Eckstein, you are the best. Check out his website, petshow.com. It's 50 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.